This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The overnight curfew put in place by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser ended last hour after violent protests surged another night all the way towards the White House. The protests and curfew are among many imposed by local and state leaders in the United States as people continue to react to the death of George Floyd. He's the black man who died in custody of white police officers after an officer in the state of Minnesota held his knee into the neck of the handcuffed Floyd while Floyd was pinned to the ground, repeatedly saying he could not breathe. Armed National Guard soldiers lined the steps of Los Angeles City Hall, and cities across California declared curfews Sunday night to head off more violence after unruly demonstrators at earlier protests burned police cars, broke into stores, and skirmished with officers. U.S. officials have been trying to determine whether extremist groups had infiltrated police brutality protests across the country, deliberately making the largely peaceful demonstrations escalate toward violence. Communities in various nations stage rallies in sympathy with U.S. anger over the killing of George Floyd. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Several thousand people have marched in New Zealand's largest city to protest George Floyd's killing. And at a gathering in central London on Sunday, thousands offered support for American demonstrators, chanting "No justice, no peace," and waving placards with the words "How many more?" In authoritarian nations, the unrest became a chance to undermine US criticism of their own situations. Iranian state television repeatedly aired images of the US unrest, while Russia said the US had systematic human rights problems. I'm Charles de la Desma.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.